You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
In Brazil, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva admitted in an address that the state is in debt with the movement of dam-affected people, or MAP, since hydroelectric dams have been built throughout many years without paying compensations or resettling the affected communities. He said so recently in Brasilia, the country's capital, during the launching of a seasonal family farming plan. I do not want to leave office without paying this historical debt the state owes to the comrades of MAP, said the president, according to the official news agency Agencia Brasileña de Noticias. He also said there are pending issues with other Brazilian social movements such as La Via Campesina, the Federation of Family Agriculture Workers, and the National Confederation of Agriculture Workers. Lula was confident that these organizations understand that it is not possible to do everything in such a short time, and claimed that this administration is building a new paradigm in the relation between the state and the society. MAP received the message of the president and published figures on its website about the impacts caused by hydroelectric dams. In Brazil, there are nearly a million people affected by dams, 70% of which have not been compensated as they should, they claim. The situation gets worse with the construction of new mega-projects like Madeira in Rondônia State, said the MAP. Despite the acknowledgement, the struggle of the people affected is still complicated. Last week, a MAP rural worker of Paraíba State in the northeast of the country was murdered in an ambush. Joazinho was a brother of one of the leaders of the movement against the construction of Açu Dam, the new site of the rural landless peasant movement reported. The news reports the MAP activists exposed a growing tension in the region and the death threats received by activists in recent weeks. Since May, 120 families that were displaced by AQUA have occupied fiscal lands demanding solutions to the National Institute of Colonization and Agrarian Reform, or INCRA. Since the implementation of the hydroelectric complex 6 years ago, the people affected have demanded compensation and land delivery policies, but have not got any answer so far.
You're listening to Real World News.